Hi, good morning. This is Honey from Local Splash. Is this Carrie?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Carrie. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine.
That's good to hear. So, yeah, I'm calling back in regards to the email that you sent that you needed a walkthrough in granting us admin access to your Facebook business page, right?
Right. So okay. I have kind of a twofold situation. I tried to grant you access via the connection that you guys sent me, and it locked me out. But on my phone, I can still get into the app. However, my personal account is tied to the business account. I can switch back and forth. And I think the reason I locked myself out is I have to use my personal account to log in, I think, because it's the primary. I'm not 100%. I'm throwing this out there because this is kind of what I've been going through. Because I made a post yesterday. Just trying to figure it all out. So do you know how to walk me through it to give you access without giving you access to my personal account? Or do you feel like I should just give you full access and you guys don't bother my personal account?
Yes. Allow me to explain that one. So basically, like I mentioned, business accounts are created using a personal account. So in order for you to grant us access, you will need to go ahead and log into your personal account. But don't worry, as we will not be accessing we will not have like any access to your personal account. If you actually if we go ahead and continue doing the, granting us access, doing the process, you would see there, I think on the third step, it would tell you that you are only granting us access to the Facebook business page and not to your account.
Okay. So can you stay on the phone with me while I'm doing this?
Okay? Yeah, of course, definitely. Yeah, of course.
Okay, so I'm going to go back to my email and go in that way. That's right. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, now let's see if I can figure this out. Facebook password is... Okay, so Lead C is requesting access to your name and profile picture, email address, continuous carry. Okay, it's requesting managing your product catalog, blah, 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 continue. So now Meta's saying I'm logged in as Carrie Portwood, should I change the account? So that's where I make it same sense.
Can you tell me again what it says?
It says, go to Facebook, log out of your current account, and connect Facebook with your other account. No, that's not what I want to do. I'm just gonna put stained fence in there, confirm the access. Okay. It's just, it says I was logged in as Carrie Portwood, and then it asked me to change it to stained fence. So got that done.
I think we got it already. Let me check.
Yeah, I think you do. That was easier than I thought. I get analysis paralysis, and instead of just trying it out, I think I'm doing it wrong. So.
No, it's okay. I mean, we've had clients who had concerns as well, especially like when being asked to log into their account. So we had to like explain to them, what will actually happen. So we just, you know, we just told them that there's like, we're not going to access your personal account. It's only like the business page that we are being granted admin access. So now that you've granted us, we'll start optimizing the Facebook business page. We will make sure that whatever information that we have here on file will be the same information that will show on your Facebook business page. Also, we will start working on your ads, and we will let you know once the ads starts running. Oh, okay. By the way, please do check your local Splash dashboard from time to time. There are a lot of information there. And if you wanted to get updates on how your Facebook ad campaign is doing, it's also available in the local Splash dashboard.
Okay. Yeah, no, my only thing was I was trying to edit the Google because I uploaded all the pictures and everything. And it seems like Ivan did some he used AI, I think, to write my bio, and there were some things that were kind of weird about it. So I went in and tried to change it, but it was not really letting me make changes. After they see all my things that are loaded, will he call me for a follow-up? He will.
Can I have the name of the person whom you spoke to? Let me see here.
I believe Ivan was his name.
Ivan. Okay, let me see if I can find Ivan's notes. Okay, Ivan. Oh, okay. Yeah, Ivan. She did a CI on you, client interview?
Yeah, he did that.
Okay.
And then he put things in for me. And originally when I talked with Paul, we spoke about the fact that even though my mailing address is in Frisco, the business is actually in Aubrey, concentrated in Aubrey, Texas. And so he said there was no problem saying that it was in Aubrey, but the Google doesn't say all that. So I was just trying to figure out how I could update that.
Let me see. We are okay. So we are. We are hiding your address, so it's okay.
Okay.
But there is something that I might go ahead and send to our revisions team, because your profile actually states, especially your primary search, it would actually state as fence staining in Frisco, Texas. So I'm sure, I mean, you mentioned you don't want to be mentioned in Frisco, so I'll go ahead and update that one. I'll ask our team to update the that information so that you won't be showing in Frisco. Instead, you are going to show in, could you provide me again
Aubrey.
The name? Aubrey. Okay, gotcha.
A-U-B-R-E-Y.
Okay, got it.
Thank you so much.
So I'll have... No problem. I'll go ahead and have our team update that. And then let me check. Okay. Another thing I wanted to let you know is that our team, one of my colleagues actually tried to will be contacting you today. But let me just give you a heads up. So you need to go ahead and do the verification for your Google Business Profile.
What is missing from it? Can you
let
see what I had uploaded quite a few things and tried to complete that.
The verification. Okay, let me go ahead and check here. Okay, let's see. Yeah, it's still not showing us. Usually we would actually see if we have already submitted the verification. Okay. Let me try get verified and let's see what they will be requesting.
Okay.
Okay. Oh. I'll just go ahead and do that later. I will have to get the full address of your business so that I can note it here. Okay, so you will be needing a business verification.
Yeah.
Now, with business verification, they will be requiring a few things from you. So mm-hmm. they will require, you need to show your location, your address, and then equipment and proof of management. So.
Okay, so I uploaded all of the pictures of my equipment. Paul had told me just take a picture of wherever I am at working on a fence because we don't work out of that physical location where I receive mail. We are on location wherever my customers are at their homes. So he said just take a picture wherever you're at and with the fence and whatever.
Okay. I wanted to clarify. Where are your, like, equipments right now? Is it on your home, at your home location?
Yeah.
At your home location.
And I took pictures. I took pictures of everything that I use. I'm going to be at a job later today. I can take pictures of all of that equipment again in front of the fence if that's what I need to do. But,
okay.
It's just, kind of different.
It's all right. So basically, those pictures that we requested from you, we will be using these documents to go ahead and submit to Google just in case they suspend the account or they needed extra documentation for verification. But as I see now, on your account, it needs to be verified through a video verification method. That means you will be uploading a video that will show all the required things. First is your location, and then your equipment, and then proof of management. So it's just a quick video showing these things, and you just have to go ahead and then upload it. So if you could kindly go to your email, I'm going to send you a new email today after our call. So it will give you the link where to go ahead and do the business do the video verification. So again, this time it will be video. You have to record the video and it will give you instructions on what you need to do. So yeah, if you could kindly complete that one as well.
Is it okay for me to do the video with the equipment in my garage or do I need to be in front of the fence at the customer's location?
It has to be on your location where the address is because you will. Mm-hmm.
So I have to take all the equipment to the UPS store where my physical address box is located.
PO box address.
Yes, it is.
That's the address of
the business foundation where I receive physical mail. Because I work out of my home, I don't want my home address listed for the business for obvious reasons. When I perform my work, I am at the customer's location. So I have a little confusion about where I'm supposed to be making this physical, video.
Okay. PO Box is actually not accepted once we do like the verification for scores. It's not in your home address. So you have to, let me just clarify that 2831 Elorado Parkway is either your home address or your PO box address.
That is my box address. That is the business physical address.
I see. So we actually need to go ahead and update this one because it has to be a home address. But don't worry because we will not publish it. So we will hide it. We will not publish it on your account for security reasons, of course.
Okay.
But we'll have to make we'll have to go ahead and update this one to your home address because when you do the verification, Google is fine with Google address. They're okay with it. Once you do the verification, they need to make sure that you are on an address or a location wherein they see your equipment. And it is like a real location, not a P.O. box. They will not accept P.O. box addresses.
Okay. So do you want my home address then?
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. I will be requesting for that, please.
Okay. It is 1513 Ranger Road.
Mm-hmm.
Aubrey, Texas, AUBREY, 76227.
227, okay. Let me just try to check it, just to verify I got it right. Okay, 1513 Ranger Road, Aubrey, Texas, 76227. Alrighty, got it. Okay, so let me just update everything here, and then I'll send you the email in a few minutes so you can go ahead and check all the requests. If you could actually, like, write them just to make sure you don't forget the three things that they will be requiring to be available in one video, because it should be, like, one video. You will show your address because you need to verify the address, and then you'll show your equipment, and then let me check what are the other things. And proof of management. This could be like if you have like cards. So that would help.
I've already uploaded the card, but that needs to be in the video. Okay. Address, business card. Okay, but the business card obviously has the other address on it. So I, okay.
Okay, so the business card has the business address, the post,
yes.
How do you call that? Ah, I see. Okay. Let me get back to you. Okay. Let me check with our Google team just to, you know, so just to make sure. I'll ring you back in a few minutes. Just give me a few, you know,
okay.
Just a few minutes.
Okay. Thank you for your assistance, honey. Thank you.
No problem. No problem. I wanted to make sure everything is smooth for you so that you can just do this one time and then we get approved.
Excellent. Thank you.
No problem. Bye-bye.
Speak soon. Bye-bye.
Yes. Speak to you soon. Bye-bye.